everyone. It's the Grimlord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Games Corner. I told you guys this whole week would be dedicated to hentai games, something we haven't really done. And I'm not just going to be playing, like, Evenical. A matter of fact, like, I decided to drop Evenical, and I'm doing, like, different games, right? So this will just be me playing different games. I'm not sure if I'm going to do this with the AVN months. I mean, it would just be me playing Treasure of Nadia. I don't know if anybody would dig that for a week. But anyway, it works better with these games because these are actual games and you might actually want to pick them up, and they're not that expensive. They rarely go above $20. So, yeah, definitely give it a chance. Ah, here we go. Let's see. This is Cheryl, the Alchemist of the Island Ruins. I bought this a while back on Kagura. So, that's where a lot of these games are going to come from. Kagura. That's kind of cool. Otona, the island that floats on the ocean. Boy, can I talk? On that tiny island lies a massive unexplored chasm. People gather in a town at its edge to explore it. This is the tale of an alchemist who works in an atelier in that town. Atelier! I used to say atelier all the time, you know, that one game series. So, oh, it's atelier, because that's what it sounded like. I didn't know it was atelier. I didn't know it was French. You've never played any of those. Nope. Good morning. Time for another day of hard work. I'm gonna do my best to become an amazing alchemist. Watch me as I get better, okay? Pure novice alchemist Cheryl. She's a class an alchemist. Makes sense, right? I mean, she's a necromancer. It'd be weird. Main character, novice alchemist. A pure girl has just started working at the atelier. Yo, morning. Where are the frickin' drinks? Bring them here. Let's drink a shit ton today. Hedonistic fallen alchemist Deborah. Class, alcoholic. Alchemist. The skilled alchemist who owns the atelier. Also a hedonist who starts drinking. Yep, I was right. Class is definitely alcoholic. She was like, well, alchemist, alcoholic. They both start with the same few letters, right? Good morning, boss. Ah, someone's here. Oh, shit. Answer it. Cheryl, tell him I'm not here. I'm not here, damn it. Got it? She hit a barrel? Good morning. Cheryl, is that scamp Deborah around? Lucas. Deborah and Cheryl's schoolteacher, and is the leader of the town's alchemist guild. He's super scary when he gets angry. Good morning, Professor Lucas. She's out right now. How dare she run away from me? I'm very sorry. You've no cause for apology. That scum is the only one to blame. I have a message from the alchemist guild about her poor business reputation and her losses. Her atelier license is revoked. What? However, in recognition of her years of accomplishments, she has been granted a stay of execution. No way, sir. Isn't there anything we can do? If she improves her performance during that period, the punishment will be canceled. Tell Deborah for me. Again, you did nothing wrong. Damn, I thought that old geezer would never leave. Why's he gonna yell so loud? I pissed myself. What are you gonna do about your license getting revoked? Not to mention your debt. I'm a busy lady, drinking, gambling, and dueling. I ain't got time to work. Drinking and gambling are the only reasons to live. Well, we can put alcoholic and gambling addict on there. Deborah, today's the day you pay your bar tab. Tch, persistent little piss. It's only been half a year since I last settled up. I'm gonna bail until the heat dies down. You take care of the atelier. What? Wait, seriously, hold it. Stop, don't go. What am I supposed to do without any materials? Become an adventurer and collect materials yourself. I know you can do it. I believe in you. Take care of the atelier and my debt. Shut the fuck up and do your thing. You won't get away from us. Pay your fucking, your damn tab. No way, dumbasses. Only dipshits pay for that garbage. Take this, Aura Bomb. Gah, she used magic in the middle of town. She's insane. Yeah. Mwahaha. Violence always wins. Hold it, bug. Cheryl's Atelier is now open. Quest received. Undertook main quest. Rebuild the atelier. Game's goal is to become a 5-star atelier by acquiring 200 fame and a whole shitload of money. This is all so sudden. I don't know what to do. Phew, she's actually back. I need a healing potion. A customer? The atelier boss is out. Wait, I'm the boss now. The boss is both gone and present, I guess? Pick one and stick with it. Honestly, I don't care. Just synthesize me a fucking healing potion. I actually do have the materials to make a healing potion. But right away! Let's use materials to synthesize. Oh, look at the window. Oh, it's so pretty out. Okay, no. That's not what we're doing. Oh, I have to get the materials first. Well, the ingredients. Get some pure water, alchemy material, collected from a flowing stream, used for drinkable medicine. Got some cool mint. Ah, alchemy material, extremely icy mint, a medicinal herb that cools the body, and a fairy wing. Alchemy material, thin pixie's wing that shines with the colors of the rainbow. Feel bad about the pixie? Here, just give me a minute. Ah! These are all the materials I need. I'll do the synthesis in my cauldron. Using the cauldron, materials can be synthesized into items. Time to synthesize! Pure water, cool mint, a fairy wing! Oh, wow. We made a small healing potion. Restores a small amount of HP. Here's your small healing potion. You're pretty good, Alchemist. Nice alchemy. Hey, thank you very much. You really saved my bacon. Got 500 G. Good, we need, like, a lot more. I'm glad that went well, but I used all my materials. I should register at the Adventurer's Guild so I can find more. Alright, so we're going to the Adventurer's Guild. Hello, person! Awesome, awesome. Gillis? Hi, Grandpa Gillis. Oh, you get cuter by the day, Cheryl. An item seller dotes on Cheryl like a granddaughter. You deserve this for being so cute. Got 10 G. It helped. Thank you, old man. Grocery shop, butcher shop, liquor shop. Oh, okay. Shiny rock. We'll talk to him later. Welcome. We have all the smith goods you could ever want. But I don't have any money for that. It's not where I want to go. I need to head to the Adventurer's Guild first. Adventurer's Guild is the northwest, you dumbass. I'm gonna be an adventurer! No. I love new stuff! But why? You can steal shit from people. That's interesting. I always want to be ahead of the curve. I'm the trendiest girl in town. I had a fantastic dream last night. Something wonderful is gonna happen today. Damn, I'm starving. I want to eat some steaks. Steaks! Boy, he's really committed to that carnivore diet, isn't he? My boyfriend and I are adventurers. We studied magic under the same instructor. Eventually, we got closer and he asked me out. I accepted, of course. Not in a sexual way, obviously. Don't misunderstand. Love is wonderful, don't you agree? Is it? I don't really get it yet. It's another day of adventuring together with my girlfriend. This is true happiness. Well, I'm glad you're happy. This is the Alchemist's Guild. I know you have it rough. Take this and keep up the good work. Got a small healing potion. Wow, thanks a lot. Take care of yourself. Deliver some fairy eye drops and deliver a small healing potion. 20. Money on hand, 10,000. Fulfill those conditions to become a one-star atelier. Alright. I mean, you can look at things. You can walk around and look at things. Doesn't help, but you can look at them. I have to buy armor and weapons. I need to head to the Adventure Guild. Fuck. Oh, that's the Alchemy Guild. Went in the wrong guild. Event. What are you doing here? Don't tell me you want to be an adventurer. That's right. You can't be serious. A frail girl like you? Give up. You're not a man. I'm warning you, being an adventurer ain't easy. Only skilled warriors like me can survive as one. You'll only get hurt. See ya! What a jerk! Why, if it isn't Cheryl, do you want to put in a request for materials? Welcome, Cheryl. What do you need today? You must be going through a lot. Jeez, that Deborah. Adventurer's Guild Receptionist. Erina, Receptionist. Handles the desk at the Adventurer's Guild. Thanks to her ever-present smile, she's the Adventurer's idol. Actually, I'd like to become an adventurer. This may be rude, but adventuring is hard work. Why not put in a request instead if you need materials? I know, but the atelier. Please, calm down. I may be able to help you if you explain yourself clearly. I see, you have it rough, huh? Deborah's quite the piece of work. You'll have to take the adventurer's exam. Don't do it. Shut yourself up in your room and study instead. I'll help you find an even better job where you can live off that cute face of yours. Well, damn! Is that how we're gonna play the game? Ha-ha-ha! Ignore them. Follow me. You saying, girly? What do you think you could do with those skinny limbs of yours? I'll be fine. I mean, fear. I said it wrong twice. I'm so nervous. Oh, it's a shame when they're so needlessly reckless. She's even trembling, the poor girl. It's an adult's job to reject reckless young ones, for they can hurt themselves. Let the exam begin. You pass if you defeat the monster the summoner summons. Begin! Okay, so here's all this shit. So this game is actually like, yeah, you do that. You like ease? I like ease too. That's how you play old school ease. Not like the Nordics. That's a little different. But back in the day, this was enough. And then way back in the day, we ran into the enemies. Yeah, gonna have old grandpa tell you about that. I did it. What a surprise, you're pretty good. Here I thought alchemists were all brain and no brawn. You passed the... Hold it right there. How the hell can this loser pass when I've failed? Well, because your exam results. You got your ass kicked by a slime. You even fainted when it slimed you. Man, if you get fucked up by a slime, you're doing pretty bad. Are you sure you should be out of bed? Shut up! That's just because rapiers aren't good against slimes. You gave me the wrong exam. I'd never lose to a mere slime if I had the right weapon. I'm not sure what you want me to do about it. There are some pretty freaking cool weapons you can get in this game, dude. I saw the trailer of this game, and I'm like, oh wow, this game's actually legit fun. Like, not as, like, turn-based, but there's all kinds of weapons that she can get. So if you're wanting a game that's, like, more of an action RPG, an old school, and you have all kinds of cool weapons and summons, this'll definitely be your game. It came out, like, last year, so it's kind of a little older, but it's definitely worth checking out. I mean, I'm saying last year, like, old, but I know how you guys are. Like, oh, that came out 5 months ago. It's old. Uh-huh. Let me duel her. I'll win easily since rapiers work fine against humans. No man of the Krauser family could give up this easily. Do you mind fighting him? Yeah, let's beat the hell out of him. His family's donated a lot of money to the guild, so I can't just say no. Please, I'd owe you one. The examiner pleads with Cheryl in a quiet voice. I know how that feels. Okay, I accept the duel. Let's beat his ass. Are you ready? I'm good to go. I stuttered again. I'm gonna wreck you with my rapier. Begin. All right. Mate? Wow. It comes like a beat-em-up. How dare you hurt me? You pay for this. I wasn't planning to use this, but you brought it on yourself. Fine, take this. I'll burn you to a crisp with my finger flare. Finger flare? Okay. It's literally fireball, brah. Come on. I just whooped your ass. You don't want none of this. The people that want none of this, they don't want none of this. The people that want this are like, you know what? Nope, fuck it. I don't want this. Yeah. Don't bring that weak stuff up in here. You broke my arm. I'll break your leg too, motherfucker. Quit whining, you barely hurt. I'll call a priest who can use healing miracles. Sob. Pass the adventurer's exam. It's now possible to collect materials from Abyss. It can be reached by heading south from town. But don't we need a weapon? It's your ID, so try not to lose your adventurer card. Okay. It's been stamped. We're ready to go. It's in that weird elf language they use. Cheryl's current adventure rank is copper. Quest can be undertaken. Speak to receptionist Arena to receive them. Alright, so let's go ahead and get us some fucking quests. Welcome, Cheryl. What do you need? Undertake a quest. I need ash arrows. Alright. Can I just take every fucking quest and kill millions of shit? I'll undertake them all! I need meat. Can't I just do all the... Alright, we accepted every quest. Let's go ahead and fight everybody. What do you gotta say? Man who knows the difference. Sniff, sniff, sniff. He brings his face close and smells Cheryl. Blah, what is it? Blah. The hell? Virgin. What do you say? I can tell from your scent. I have this unique skill, virgin detection. The wonderful fragrance of purity. Worst unique skill ever. Ah, it's not that special. Aha, you're making me blush. That wasn't a compliment. Hear that? She's cute and she's a virgin? Here, I thought she'd be fucking everything that moves. No one that cute can be a virgin, but his virgin detection is infallible, so there's no doubt. Unbelievable. Today's beer is extra tasty. You people are the worst. There's an event. Mr. Toad is devouring food on top of the table. Eat up, Mr. Toad. Ribbit, ribbit. I'm amazed a toad can eat that much. Well, that's pretty interesting. This room is reserved for our use. Oh, that's where you fight shit. Okay, like there's nothing here. I can go in here and just chill, but that room is exact to the other room. You don't want to talk to the other adventurers? Nah. Now that I'm an official adventurer, all I have to do is find the courage to gather materials. Go south from town to find a place to gather materials. But I gotta go buy, like, armor and weapons and... I'm a blacksmith. Forging steel is my life. I'm a blacksmith, you see. I live for forging steel. Dwarven blacksmith. He's a very skilled blacksmith and the best in Altona. It's So if you need a armor or weapon smith, you talk to him. Got all the smith goods. Traveler's clothes. So, she's already wearing the traveler's clothes. He doesn't have any weapons. Butcher shop, liquor shop, fabric shop, weapons! Yes, sir! I need a sword! I can get an ash arrow. So I already got the ash arrow quest done. Because I literally just bought them. Altona Castle. I don't have no business up there.
Hey, you can't see the king. Who the hell are you?
Hot Springs is a quest there. Ah, my back. I threw it out and I can't open the baths. We're temporarily closed. Ah. One poultice. I gotta find out where the fuck a poultice is, but I have an idea. That little noggin of mine. Let's see. Ah, yes, go to the item shop. Welcome, Cheryl. Some new wares came in. Middle-aged woman. Sells items. Nope, nothing I want. I don't know where the fuck I'm gonna get a poultice. Kara Shrine. Going to the basement. Oh, wow. This is if you really want to get holy. It's like some... Are they dead? Yeah, they're dead. Okay, that got morbid quick. Go back to the happy music, okay? That was kind of sad. Look at the dead people. It's like, damn. To the slums. Oh boy.
Hey, you better not be around here. There's some folks that ain't too kind.
No. Now what? Adventurers have ranks. The lowest is copper, and the second lowest is bronze. Once you reach iron, you're a real adventurer. They say only a third of adventurers make it that far. Then there's silver. It's the middle rank, but only a tenth make it that far. And there's gold. Less than 1%. Gold adventurers are super rich. They're famous and powerful. Tool awesome, right? Mithril and adamantite are even above... Oh, wow. Cool. End up plucking me. Okay. We're the adventure party Lapis Flycatcher. We're the strongest girls party. I'm Isla. I left Fly Force to learn about human men. Human men are all full of blazing lust. Damn right we are! Poor men expending their short lives all for love. What are they planning to do with my body?
Everything.
What aren't they planning to do with your body? How about that one? The tram is a relic of an ancient civilization that we continue to use. No one knows how it was made. It's a useful shortcut for traveling around Abyss. Okay. Layer 1. So this is Five Forest, the first layer of Abyss. How strange that Abyss is like this inside. Oh, I got Ash Tree. Alright. Wood is soft, bendy, and really light. I can use it to make stuff. Ruby anemone for the first time. Red flower. It smells nice. So pretty and it smells great. It'd be a great fragrance for candy or perfume. Elf blue. Small blue flower. It resembles the eye of an elf. Extract said to be witch people. What a cute little flower. Looking at it makes my heart pound for some reason. Ha! My mind wandered for a moment there. This flower is dangerous. If I snip off a piece of it, I create a drug that ensnares people's minds. Oh, that's what we're thinking about now. Wow. Well, I told that bird what I thought of it. Miracle acorn. Well, nourished acorn with a nice shape. It shines in the light. Nicely shaped acorn. It's so shiny. I want to collect a lot of them. What a mysterious charm. You're not going that way. Station. Can we save there? Or... no? Well, that's not. I defeated the slime. Elf blue. Okay. Oh, that's cool. I like these little notices at the bottom. It probably took the team a long frickin' time to make those, because they had to localize them from Japanese every time you get one, because there's probably a lot of items in this game. I could just defeat slimes! Ooh, there's some goblins. Ooh, fight them. Whoop their ass. Yep, I'm beating goblins. Oh, this is fun. This feels like a beat-em-up. Well, it does kind of feel like a beat-em-up. I like this. Just beat up on some helpless slimes and goblins. Alright. Slime's gem. Forest fairy apple. Small apple. Apple's so small it's adorable. How does it taste? It's really sour. It's probably use it for cooking or making sweets. Got the tree. See anything else I can get. Oh, I do. Gotta really look, guys. Ooh, a fairy garden. Alright, so I gotta fight these pixies. No offense, but I'm gonna kick some ass. Whoa! They can summon lightning, apparently. Either that or I've angered God. Oh, it's the shining plants. It smells so fresh and delicious when I crush the stem. It must be nice for flavoring tea. That it? That was all that was here? No beautiful women and... no, no. Well, I mean, they might have been, but I whooped their asses. Oh, yes! Bring it on! Oh, yeah, brother, let's get it going! You get slime fluid from them. Goblins, huh? Got 500G from the station. It just falls from the sky, I guess. Two of them are working hard to gather something. What are you doing? Wait, Hero. She's an alchemist. She shouldn't be in a gathering area. She might be trying to complete the elf quest. Hey, listen up, alchemist. Only Hero can search for miracle acorns to obtain the hero's proof.
I appreciate the healing potion, but this is an entirely separate matter. You're looking for miracle acorns for an elf's quest? What? How'd you know about that? I knew you were a threat. You said it all yourself. She used leading questions. Forgive me, hero. I failed you. It's okay. You work hard every day. Good girl. Stroke, stroke. Hero. I'm Sarah, hero of the north, and she's Kushana, a witch. We came here with a spirit's guidance. I'm Cheryl, an alchemist. It's a pleasure to meet you, Sarah. Just call me Hero. We call each other by profession, alchemist. I'll get you for this. Hero is the one who will obtain the hero's proof. It's a pleasure to meet you both. You must really love Hero, witch. Well, it's nothing like love, nincompoop. I'll get you for this. See you around, alchemist. I wield my sword only to protect people. My body is protected by the spirits. Hero of the North, Sarah. Class, brave. Okay. Blessed by the spirits, she believes in fighting to protect the weak. And she's the current hero of the North. Remember this, only my beloved hero can obtain the hero's proof. Hero, I'll always be with you. Witch Kushana, class mage. Kushana the witch, hero's friend, a martial artist witch called Mad Dog. Loves hero so much she sometimes loses control. Wow. Alright, affection increased. Got the miracle acorns and the miracle acorns and there's water there, but I can't do anything with it. Hey, what about whoop your ass, Mr. Mandrake? Fire mushroom. Poisonous red mushroom. Rare, but often found after fires. Pretty sure this mushroom's poisonous. Wonder if I could take advantage of poisonous properties and dried it, crushed it into powder. Toad girls! Oh, nope, we ain't fucking them. We're fighting them. I know. People that like toad girls are not happy with me right now. I'm sorry. I defeated your froggy friends. You'll have to fucking deal with it. They're dead. They're as dead as the corpses we saw when we went into the shrine. Hey there. Hello. What are you doing over there? Camping with my tent. What does it fucking look like? You need a place to restore HP and MP inside Abyss. Whoa, 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 what's with this girl? She's sexy as hell. That cute face, that slutty body, the gap in her clothes shows off her armpits. What is she, the avatar of lust? Hey, hey, you want to stay in my tent? Free of charge! You just gotta lift your arms and show off. Do that, you can use it as much as you like. Well, that's all I have to do? Should I do it? I'd be greatly improving my situation just by lifting my arms. Well, wouldn't be fair if I didn't give you an armpit sex scene, right, fellas? And ladies. I just have to keep my arms up? Yeah, just like that. But you don't really get anything out of this, do you? No, I definitely do. Please keep it up. Okay. Are my arms in the right position? Oh, what beautiful armpits. Oh, the scent of your sweat. What a wonderful stink. Good Lord. He really gets off on that. Incredible. Huh? I can't see that well, though. Can I take a closer look? Go ahead, look as close as you like. I'm so close, the stink's even thicker. Oh, instead of a pretty girl's sweaty armpit, I love it. What a wonderful fragrance. Squeal! Squee! Not squeal. Your breath's tickling me. I can't hold back. So here he goes. That really tickles. Stop, stop, please. What sweet taste delectable. Oh, I'm getting dizzy. Seriously, cut that out already. It tickles. Oh, sweet and sour! Ah! Smirt, 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 smirt! Ah! Are you done already? Now I've done it! I came in my pants! It's all slimy and gross! God damn it! Now you've done it! I came in my pants! What are you gonna do about it? Why don't you rest for a while? I just have to go change my pants. It's your fault. I had clean pants, and now I don't. They were fine just a few minutes ago. But you and your armpits came around. Now I gotta change my pants. Okay, thanks a lot. I always come out on top. Boy, that was a crazy scene. Got an item. Cheers! Boy, I wonder what I do with that. Got an ash staff. Okay. Oh, okay, Mr. Level 7 Elves. You're gonna have to do more than that. I'm whooping your ass in Final Fight style. Fucking Mike Hagar style on you. Ooh, I got some water. Pure water, it's transparent and beautiful. I can use it to make potions.
Got some potions for you. Fucking potions, do you?
Well, so this is this game, but I know there's a lot more shit you can do in this game. I've barely scratched the surface of this one, guys. I know there's, like, more shit I can do, I just don't really know what it is yet. Oh, she has a lewdness meter, fame meter, blowjob count, anal count, and vaginal count. Right now, she's virgin. Super innocent. What I used to eat tasty food with. Where I poop, still unknown. Where I pee. Huh. Well, we know where she poops. I'm not really interested in that, but some of you might be. In that case, you know, you'll have to buy the game. Oh, oh, I gotta defeat your toad girls again. Ah. Hey, damn you. There is another way I can go, though. I can go up here. Unless I've already been this way. No, I haven't. Chie Aloe. Aloe with finely divided tips. They call Aloe the Doctor of the Force, but Chie Aloe is especially good for treating wounds. It's great finds. It's very fucking useful. So if I go over there, there's a bunch of goblins. There's also ruin gardens. And cool mint. Yeah, remember, that's the stuff you use. It's nice and cool to the touch. Oh, ouch! Whoa! I lost a lot of life real fast. They were not even fucking around. Oh, okay, you hit select. Alright. Alright, I know how to use that now. Whoa! Alright, hey buddy, I'm gonna do it. I think I can fight it. I think I can fight it. I'm gonna try and fight it. I can whoop its ass! Wow, look at that bar! I can do it! Oh, motherfucker! Oh, shit! That motherfucker skipped me! One hit, look at it, it's level 18! Okay, hold on! Oh! I fucked it up. I fucked it up again. I fucked it up again. I fucked it up again. No MP, yeah. Oh my god! They ought to give me like a million experience points for that! I must have went up like, yeah, I'm at level 7 now. I got a bow. I don't even know if I was supposed to fight that thing. And to be honest, it didn't really do a whole hell of a lot, because I hit it from the back. But that was fun. Fire goblins! I just whooped a tree's ass. I don't think too many others are gonna stand in my way. Who is this strange alchemist girl is taking out all the goblins? Alright. Eating the fruit. As much as I really want to explore this whole area, because it's like, this is fun as in a game style way. Like, yeah, it's definitely RPG Maker, but this is the kind of game that I wished I had made when I was making RPG Maker games, you know? Because I would have loved to do an action style game. That would have been fun. I actually went out of my way to design different NPC characters and shit. Well, like, I used a bunch of, what are they called? The little packs, you know? You could download them all over the place, and I would just use different ones. I used different tile sets for every frickin' level that I made. This was back when I was 16, so it was a long way. Long time ago. Ow! You know what? You elves, you're quite fond of your bows, but I'm quite fond of whatever this powerful weapon I've been given is. It's like Guts' frickin' sword, eh? Just destroy all the elves! There's no elves left in the village! How to brew tea. Get some ash arrows and some leather clothes. Ooh, so I bet I can put those on. No, we don't want to do that. Equipment? Is that stronger? It is. Oh, this actually gives you a... This even makes you more powerful. I'm OP at the beginning of the game, guys! What the fuck is going on here? I'm in the Elf Village now. Okay, so this is an actual area. Like, there's a bunch of quests and shit. They're not gonna fight me. They're all actual NPCs. Okay, so I'm interested in this game. I shouldn't be, because I need to be playing Cyberpunk, and it's a lot longer than this. But, I recommend you buy it. I'm having a lot of fun with it. Definitely worth playing. Was worth my money. Damn, dude, I actually want to take a day and just fucking go through this, because this seems like a lot of fun. So, alright guys, you can pick this one up at Kagra. I think GOG has it, I'm not sure. And Steam, of course, will have it. So go ahead and give it a shot, guys. It's a pretty freaking fun game. It's called Cheryl the Alchemist or whatever. And of course, this is the append, so it has all the extra content. And of course, it is an adult game, so you want to get that patch. Steam version's going to have that patch. But this is pretty fun. I like it. I'm having a lot of fun. This reminds me of Reseteer a little bit, but it's a funner Reseteer. And I'm not talking about the selling shop part, because, you know, Reseteer was all about, you know, owning the item shop, and that was a really fun part, too. But no, this is a pretty fun game for the RPG Maker engine. All right, guys. I'll see you next time on Grimm's Hentai Games Corner with another great hentai game. I'm out.